Welcome to the Hospital 101 podcast, where leaders from Oregon's hospital and healthcare community explain complex issues that impact the healthcare system, hospitals, and ultimately patients.
First, the problem. For years, Salem Health and other hospitals have been unable to discharge some of the patients who are well enough to no longer need hospital care, but too sick to go home because there just aren't enough available placements in the community at a rehab or skilled nursing facility. Those are the best places, based on their needs, for those patients to go and finish their recovery. And some patients don't have a safe home to return to. Then COVID turbocharged the problem. When those patients stay in the main hospital, that means often there are no beds available for new patients showing up in the emergency room. CEO Cheryl Wolf describes what happened at Salem Hospital.
Both of our hospitals were pretty much overrun in our emergency rooms and with the number of patients that needed to be admitted. And we were putting patients in all kinds of places that were not normal bedded places just because of the volume surge. And on many days during the height of the pandemic, we were boarding patients in our emergency room. So various factors created the problem. Length of stay was one of those. The length of stay was influenced heavily by the number of patients that were ready for discharge that we couldn't get out of the hospital. And we couldn't get them out for a variety of factors. We saw kind of a daily, this number of patients double during the pandemic to up to 100 patients a day that were really ready for discharge, but they had no place to go. They couldn't go home. They were too sick to go home. They weren't sick enough to stay in the hospital, but there weren't beds in the community for these patients to go to. So we started exploring how do we make this system work.
They started searching for ways to get every patient the most appropriate services for their care. And that meant getting them into the right type of bed at the right place.
And then you had one other thing you needed. What else did you need?
Enter Salem West Valley with their so-called swing beds.
Which means in a critical access hospital, you can either have an acute patient that requires hospitalization, or you can have a skilled patient that needs highly skilled care, which a lot of times you find those beds are also in the community. So because we didn't have that system at Salem Hospital, we started looking at how could we better utilize the entire continuum of care to take care of our patients better. And honestly, skilled care brings all kinds of resources to the patients that are different than the care you receive in a regular acute admission in a hospital. So really important to provide the right care for those patients. In June of 22, we opened 25 swing bed units at West Valley. We saw a dramatic decrease in the number of patients that we were boarding in our emergency room because we were able to start really flowing the patients to the right care.
Just try to get as fast as you can for a minute, and then we'll slow it back down to 30 seconds.
At Salem Health West Valley Hospital in Dallas, patients receive physical and occupational therapy in a room with a range of exercise and therapeutic tools. Nurse manager Jocelyn Crame says the ability to swing patients from rehab back to med surge, the level of care they'd receive at the 600-bed hospital in Salem, and then back to rehab, depending on their care needs at the time, without having to change facilities, often produces dramatic results.
Our patients come to us that have a lot of comorbidities, so they have a pretty complex health histories. And we might get a patient that comes in that's maybe a little bit weaker, needs to build that strength. And they come to us and then maybe they have an underlying cardiac problem. We start to see as they're working more with this robust therapy program that maybe they start to have some symptoms of congestive heart failure, or we might start to see some decline in some of their other health conditions. What we're able to do is swing them over into a medical surgical med-surge level in, well, staying care, so they can stay, get the care in place, but we swing them over to where they're getting more assessments, they're getting more higher level care, because we have registered nurses here that are caring for those patients. Start to stabilize, working with the providers and with the therapy team, we're able to stabilize them and get them back to where they can swing back into that SwingWave program and to continue their therapies.
As this innovative use of Salem Health resources helped reduce boarding in the emergency rooms at both hospitals, it also reduced stress on the staff, and it's just better for patients.
The smooth movement of those patients through the system so they get the right care at the right time.
And that's the most important benefit of all. Join us next time for more of Hospital 101.